Blog Talk Radio.
Snow White is a problem.
I am a problem, bitches.
Daytime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. I don't know if that helps. I need a label that is not safe for work. I should say, that's right, girls and boys. That doesn't have the same ring, though.
You can say bitches. You just can't say the other one. You can't say the real one.
Okay.
I do like that song, actually.
I did not know that. You know what? I should know you like that song because it's a dance song. That's one of those songs where we would get in the club and just be like, drop it like it's hot, y'all.
That's right. And be like, giving all the men dirty looks. What?
I need me a necklace that says gamer problem. That's what I need.
Yeah. All right. Let me introduce the show. It's daytime. I'm confused as crap. I'm trying to watch my mouth. All right, it is July 1st, 2013. It is almost 4th of July, y'all. Super excited. I love 4th of July. What? Okay, they're stuck. We also have my boss lady, Corey / Gamenatrix, up in his own. Hello.
I need some new shoes after I listen to that song, by the way.
Right?
You know they use that for the Shoe Dazzle commercial.
Yes.
I did not actually, I don't watch TV, so I didn't know the commercials.
It's all over the internet, too. I don't know how you've been missing it. That's like one of the best commercials. You know, finish your intro. I'll get to that in a minute.
All right. It's daytime, y'all. It is what in the world am I doing here? Because y'all know I'm not safe for work. Never.
Yes, you are. You're a problem, but you're safe for work.
I'm going to do my best. I promise I'm going to do my best not to get you guys in trouble with your bosses today. I'm going to try. I'm not going to make any promises, but I'll try. So it is actually time for the news. And so what's about the Shoe Dazzle? Tell me about that.
Well, they have they've been running this song as part of their promotion. No, they are not paying us, but I like when people, you know how I am, I like when people do good advertisements that, you know, catch my attention. And I've heard this song before, but I didn't have a visual to go with it. Or I saw the video. I think the video's a little weak. Girl, you're not Lady Gaga. Don't go Lady Gaga. You should have.
Girl, she should have gone downright gritty with that.
She didn't get gritty enough. I wanted to see her. I need you to have a group of girls behind y'all and y'all causing some mayhem. You just kind of standing around posing like you Lady Gaga. No. When you say you're a problem, you got to be a problem.
That's not posing like Lady Gaga is not a problem to anybody but Lady Gaga.
Exactly. I need you to be a pee-pee problem, as the song says, and you were not a problem in the video. So the Shoe Dazzle commercial is not really all that gritty, but I like the fact that how they put the shoes in. The women are in the grocery store. They're shopping, but all the groceries are shoes. So you see them walking, you know, through the aisles, and they're showing close-ups of the shoes, which is really good marketing because I was like, with that heavy beat and the – yeah.
And I actually really like that song.
Yep. And I like the competition that's going on between Shoe Dazzle and JustFab.com. JustFab is owned by What's-Her-Face, Tyra's best friend. And Rachel Zoe is over at Shoe Dazzle. You know, we got to keep abreast of the fashion. We're Pixinistas, too.
I am missing everything, apparently.
Yes, got to keep up with the fashion. Anyway, make sure you listen tomorrow night when we do Pixinistas. We'll probably talk about digital. Shoe Dazzle don't even have a real store. Neither does JustFab. So that's probably where we may go into that. How do you... You're just all digital. Of course, I shop at Zappos. They got good sales. Just saying.
heck is Zappos? You know, I had to just censor myself there.
Zappos is an online store, too. They have shoes, and they got clothes, and, you know, you see my shoes, the blue ones with the big blue flower?
Yes. Those really gaudy ones that you love
yes,
so much?
Yes, I love those shoes. Oh,
you
my God.
Some gaudy stuff, man.
You know what? I know how I was working the gaudy Christmas. I wore them to a party. My one of my friends, a bunch of gay guys there, they were like, oh, my God. Shoes are fabulous. I was like, I know, right? Aren't they just loud?
whenever this always sounds bad, but whenever a gay guy compliments my outfit, I feel so good.
You know, you look good at the gay
right?
Sorry, because guys, you know, y'all be like, you look pretty, and you be looking jacked up. I have gone out with some guys wearing some jacked up stuff. You're like, you look so beautiful. No, I don't.
It's like, what are you talking about, man?
With your eyes. I got a hole in the side of my dress.
Are you even paying attention? But when a gay guy compliments you,
you are working.
Right?
You are working it.
I went out one time to a bar, and I got a compliment on a particular body part. He said, that shirt girl is fierce.
That's right. That's right.
I was like, what? What? That's awesome.
Now, by the way, people, we are not doing video today, but chat is open if you want to come sit in there and harass us. I know, you're like, we don't normally do that on Blog Talk, but you all love to chat with us while we do the news. I have no idea why.
I guess I could give the URL. Go to blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio. You can hop in the chat. You do have to sign in to actually chat with us, but it's not that hard to sign up. So feel free to come in and chat with us while we're doing the news. Again, it's daytime. I'm confused. Is there sunlight outside?
There is apparent sunlight outside.
I'm confused. Oh, can I do a news first?
Yes, you can do a news first.
Good. I want to do a news first. Where did it go? Okay, you may have already done this one, but I want to do it anyway because this is just kind of flabbergasting to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I got us off of GamePolitics.com. For those of you who don't know, there was a Texas teen who made some really bad comments online. Really bad. And he was jailed for it. He was actually put in jail for the comments he made online. I'm going to read this without any of my opinion to begin with, and then I want to get your honest opinion back, okay?
Yes,
here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
According to the conservative political website The Daily Caller, a Texas teen who made a joke while playing League of Legends, the story isn't too clear on whether he made the comments during an in-game chat or in the official LOL forums, was arrested back in March on charges of making a terrorist threat. The incident happened in February of this year. Justin Carter was either playing League of Legends or engaging in a forum conversation when another player wrote a comment calling him insane. Carter went a little overboard with his response, according to the report. His father claims that his son said something along the lines of, "Oh yeah, I'm real messed up in the head. I'm going to go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts." His comments were followed up by JK. Yeah, JK meaning just kidding, and LOL, for those of you that don't know, means laugh out loud. But forum readers didn't take it that way. Keep in mind that the timing of this comment was a couple of months after the Sandy Hook Elementary school shootings that happened in Newton, Connecticut. A Canadian woman concerned about the comments looked up Carter's Austin address, noted that he lived close to an elementary school, and called the police. He was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat. He has been in jail ever since and spent his 19th birthday in jail. If convicted, Carter could face up to 8 years in prison. 8 years in prison. Carter's father said that his son didn't follow the news at all and was only making an innocent joke. Justin was the kind of kid who didn't read the newspaper. He didn't watch television. He wasn't aware of current events. These kids, they don't realize what they're doing. They don't understand the implications. They don't understand. Carter's parents have launched a Change.org petition to convince Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott to release their son. A hearing to review Carter's case is scheduled for July 1st. Almost done. Release Justin Carter from jail, the petition reads, "Too many teenagers are being arrested, jailed, and having their lives forever altered because of anti-terrorism laws and investigations that have impeded their First Amendment right to free speech." If you want to, you can actually find the petition on Change.org. And while Carter may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, it should be strongly admonished for his foolish comments in the wake of a national tragedy. He doesn't deserve to spend 8 years in prison for his mistake. Now, granted, that was GamePolitics.com saying that. So what is your off-the-cuff reaction?
I think some of you parents need to talk to your kids and tell them not to say things like that. I think it's overkill, yes, on one hand, but they can't be too safe. You just can't.
Okay, here's my reaction to this. First of all, what in the world? 8 years in prison?
I think it's excessive, to say the least.
Should he have gotten some kind of, you know, admonishment or punishment for this? Yes, of course. What really should have happened is they needed to take him aside and give him a mental evaluation. Sensitivity training. Mental evaluation, sensitivity training. Maybe keep him, you know, in some kind of, I don't know, psych ward or something for a little while, just to make sure he's really not crazy. But 8 years in prison for making a comment online, yeah, it was a bad comment. Don't get me wrong. That is a horrible comment. But I have seen worse said in games just actually last night. I saw someone. I was in WoW, and I saw some of the most off-color, the stuff that's like, did you really just say that? Is that really something that would come out of your mouth?
I think we need to start giving etiquette classes in school again. Because the problem here, as always, is that the kids don't realize they're saying anything wrong because nobody's telling them until after they do it wrong, which is kind of not fair.
Exactly.
It really isn't. And I know we often say here, well, why would so-and-so say stuff like that? But they really don't know not to say it or why they shouldn't say it.
Even to this day, that kid's probably sitting in jail going, what did I do?
I was just joking.
Exactly. I didn't say anything wrong. What did I do? He probably doesn't even know.
Yeah, and even though it's a terrible joke.
Yeah.
It's teaching your kids lines that should not be crossed. And a lot of parents are so into, I want to be open. I want to be open with my kids. I'm going to tell you now, in this house, it is a dictatorship. It is not a democracy.
It does not. That is not.
It is not a democracy in my house. I tell Baby Natrix, you know, you get openness as far as, you know, as I decide to let your leash go. You know when your leash gets cut? When you show me those papers and say I got accepted to college and I'm out.
Yes.
That's when I'd be like, okay, snip, snip, see you. Call me if you're bleeding. And she knows that rule well. Call me only if you're bleeding once you leave here. Otherwise, go have fun and don't get kicked out. Because you can't live here.
Let me speak from a former educator's point of view. All right. Granted, I didn't have a whole lot of experience with teaching kids, but I had enough to know this. Kids don't work well whenever you try to give them a democracy. They don't bloom. They don't blossom under you saying, oh, well, I like to have my kid make their own decisions. Kids are kids. They're not the sharpest knives in the box, you know what I mean?
Because they're kids.
They're kids. They don't have the life experience that you do. They don't have the background knowledge that you do. They don't know this stuff. And kids are very, very, very self-centered.
Yep.
Very. They are the center of their own little worlds. Everything revolves around them.
You ain't even kidding.
Right? So if you do not give them rules and regulations and you know, even just guidelines to go by, these kids are not going to do well at all. You can take the best kid in the world, the absolute best kid, and I'm thinking of my niece when I say this because she is absolutely, you know.
Yeah, Baby Natrix is right.
Yeah, she's absolutely one of the best kids I've ever met. She is smart. She's talented. She's funny. She's hyper all the time. Oh, my gosh. How do you do that, Corey? I don't even know.
Put on my headphones and start singing, that girl is a problem.
Even she is self-centered. Even, you know, my own blood, my own kin, my nieces and my nephews. I've got one niece, one nephew, who are just really great kids, and they're really sweet. And I love them to death, but they don't know things that I know.
And they're not supposed to. That's why they're kids.
No, exactly.
That's why you have them. You're supposed to teach them stuff. I think a lot of you forget that. Stop assuming they know better. They just don't.
I mean, you can. Okay, here's the thing. You can listen to your child's point of view. Okay, but do not leave any doubt in their mind that you are the one
who
makes
them.
Decisions. Not that. Well, that too. But don't leave any doubt in their mind that you are the one who makes the final decisions on things, not them.
Or you give the perception of them making the decisions, which works. You know, when you already know, and this is a perfect example, as I was just telling Snow before the show, we went out to eat,
And the perception of giving her the choice to make a decision was, I choose between two restaurants I know are near the house, and that's the only place I'm going to drive. I could have said, where do you want to eat? She would have said IHOP, which is 50 million miles away. So I said, okay, you got a choice of these two restaurants, bam and bam. That's not, she feels like she made a decision, but I've already picked these two.
Yep.
We're going to one of these two. So you
that's
can do
true.
That, and that gives them the, they feel like they did something, and then you've, you know, you've kind of controlled the situation, which is what you should do as a parent. Anyway, moving along, I got some other news. Okay, those of you who are at work and you think you might get in trouble might want to turn the sound down because I'm about to talk about prophylactics.
All right. Right on.
All right, so San Francisco is celebrating Pride Week. Yay for our lesbian gays.
Yay!
People, we love you. A company called Elle is teaming up with Uber, and they're going to hand out free condoms. Mm-hmm. Elle is a condom company with a cause. The company manufactures condoms with high-quality, sustainable materials and packaging that does not smack of machoism. A machism? Machismo? I don't know. I can't say that word.
Machismo.
Thank you. I'm slow this morning. Okay, so for every condom sold, it distributes one in a developing country. This was founded by Talia Frankel. She's a photojournalist who witnessed firsthand the effects of AIDS on women and girls while working for the Red Cross overseas. She was inspired to build a company to tackle this devastating epidemic. According to VentureBeat, she says there's a lack of innovation in the condom market here. Walking down the condom aisle feels like walking into a battlefield. 40% of condom purchases these days are made by women. But condom marketing is all about male bravado.
Yes.
Why isn't there a product for a more modern sexuality? Frankel set out to build a more female-friendly condom, one that doesn't involve potentially harmful additives. Amen. And is made up of using high-quality ingredients. She also dedicated a lot of energy to the branding and design that was mindful of cultural mores and barriers and conveyed a different message to competitors. She also relied on digital channels to build a strong community of supporters. Condoms have always been an uncomfortable purchase, so the online distribution approach works very well. I know you were like, how does this tie into online or digital or gaming? That's how. It's completely online. You won't find them in stores. Well, not yet anyway. The other people in this space are billion-dollar corporations, so being able to have a strong website, tell a story and share a story and get more people to become ambassador for a cause has been invaluable to launching Elle. Social entrepreneurship is the core of Frankel's business. The Office of Global AIDS Coordinator found that 9 out of 10 countries in Africa have no access to condoms for 2 or 3 months at a time. 5,000 new HIV transmissions take place every day, and 4,000 people die of AIDS every day. Yeah, Frankel said that women and girls are increasingly becoming the face of the AIDS epidemic fear. Condoms are a cornerstone of HIV/AIDS prevention efforts, and they are not always accessible. And even in areas where there are relief migration efforts, condom stockouts are far too common. All right, you can check out Elle's website. I'm not going to tell you all this, read you this whole story. I can tell you Bill and Melinda Gates did give them a $100,000 grant. She ended up getting it. They were going to give it to whoever could invent next-gen condom. So awesome that she got it. And again, this is probably one of the first, if not only, condom company founded by a woman.
Nice.
And Uber, she says, stands for luxury and safety. They are They are available now in CVS stores in California, boutique stores around the country, and, of course, you can get it online. They offer a subscription service, people, where you can get regular deliveries of condoms to your house, and they offer discounts to you frats and sororities. Yep. Go get you some condoms.
That's what we meant? Yeah.
Condoms.
No, but let me go ahead and since we kind of did a disclaimer before this particular piece, let me go ahead and say this. Don't worry, I'm going to watch my mouth, I promise. You can be as promiscuous as you want. That is your business and your business alone. Put your thing down, get yours. But please be safe. That's the only thing. Be
That's
safe.
Okay.
Don't, like...
Live to play your games another day.
Right? I mean, if you have to break it down like that, break it down like that. If you are not safe, you run the possibility of not being able to play your games anymore.
You know what? I'm going to sign up for a subscription because these little packages are cute that they come in.
Hey, see, she understood her market. I'm serious. They're cute. They look like little denim packages. You could put it in your back pocket, your jeans, girls, and nobody, even if it was sticking out, nobody would even know. That's what they look like.
That is adorable. That is like, I am so glad that someone is doing that, because I'm going to tell you, I went to buy condoms the other day, right? Walk in the store,
oh,
and I'm
oversharing.
What?
You are oversharing.
I don't care.
You are oversharing.
Safe sex. Safe sex is important. True. If you're having sex, safe sex. It's not oversharing. I could be oversharing, but I'm not going to.
Don't overshare anymore.
So I went in the store, and I'm looking at all these packages, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of awkward. this is not fun at all. So buying them online, definitely something I would consider.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I hope a lot of you girls out there that managed to listen to us, go over and follow her. It's at Love Begins with L on Twitter. Follow them. And you can come look at our Twitter and Facebook, because I'm planning on following them. This is a good thing. We should all be safe all the time.
Yes.
We want y'all to be around. Okay, you know what? I'm going to need your kid face to not be trying to chime in. Tell her she cannot chime in. We don't need any help talking about condoms.
That was all kinds of awkward. Anyway, moving on.
Do you need me to jump in? Because I got another one.
All right, you go ahead. You can do another one. I actually have some. I looked up a lot, but you go ahead. Ooh.
Wow.
I am so then.
Sorry. All right.
Usually it's me making all kinds of noises. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, we're on my problem today. That's the theme. That's the theme. It's a running theme. Okay, so have you ever played the game You Don't Know, Jack?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay, well, the name of the company that made that game is called Jackbox Games. For you to follow up the story about guns.
Nice. That's funny.
For years, development studio Jellyvision partnered with big-name publishers to get new installments of its You Don't Know Jack franchise onto shelves. Now the company, of course, has its new name, Jackbox Games, and a new approach. Jackbox Games GM Mike Felder told Games International that Jackbox is looking to expand its catalog far beyond You Don't Know Jack, bringing original IP to mobile devices, PCs, and consoles, whether they be
that
from
makes
the big...
want to giggle.
Jackbox. Okay, so Mike is also saying, trying to hit consoles and retail releases required us to get a large publisher to back us, but these new platforms have allowed us to go into self-publishing. He says we can create new IP, You Don't Know Jack, on different platforms, and we can self-publish them on mobile, social channels, some of the next-gen consoles, and some of the indie consoles that are coming out. Ah, finally we have a name for them. Oh, indie consoles. That's your Ouya, your Wikipad, all those.
Nice.
Indie consoles. Yep, Steambox is coming out. And Google's. And Google's console, whatever they're going to call it. I want to Google you, baby. Okay, so as you've seen, we're on the Ouya now, he says, which I named. So this is just a market opportunity for us. Builder said Jackbox has always wanted to branch out beyond You Don't Know Jack before he reckons games writers have exhausted the possible this or that, either or trivia questions, but there have always been too many hurdles with traditional console publishing. He said that's a much harder thing to do, to convince a publisher to spend quite a bit of money on something that's unknown. He says, in this case, these new platforms allow us to be more nimble. This story is going bad. They don't require the big development budget of a full retail release on a console. And then there's also some fun in the ability to customize for the particular platform and user you're going after. While Builder is not ruling out traditional console development on the next-gen systems, he said the company is only exploring it on consoles where Jackbox would be able to self-publish titles. He says it certainly seems like Sony is embracing indie developers and self-publishing models. He'll be curious to watch how that unfolds, and I'll certainly explore it from our perspective to see if it's a viable opportunity. I cannot speak for everyone else, but I know there are certainly hurdles that exist on other platforms. I think this next console cycle will be very telling how the big platforms embrace or don't the smaller indies and self-publishing studios. Jackbox's first forays beyond the You Don't Know Jack series are already available on mobile devices. The company recently launched another trivia game called Lieswater on iOS. While the photo editing app Clone Booth debuted earlier this week on Droid and iOS. Yeah, we do that in the morning.
Droid.
It's also released versions of You Don't Know Jack for Facebook and Ouya, and I do love the one on Facebook, but that one I really can't play because I will be there for all day.
You have played New York. You know, you didn't know it was on Facebook. I have created a monster already. I saw her eyes sparkle. It's the eye. The little stars started shining.
I like games that kind of that make me think. I do. I like games that make me think. So I think I might have to go and. And play that a little bit. Not right now though, cause, you know, Miss Corey over there got me out of bed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
To do this,
she's gonna play some Plants vs Zombies. Oh, our Ginger is out sick, by the way. So we didn't even tell him we got our love back. Ginger's out sick. So yeah, that's why Snow is.
That's
is
why I'm here. Yeah.
She be filling in for the sickly one.
Yes, and I actually rolled out of bed for you people, so you better be thankful. All right, I'm the night owl. You know what? Actually, I have a story that kind of goes right along with that.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you like my segue there? Yeah. It wasn't really a very good segue. But anyway, you talk about Google making a console, right?
Yes.
Well, got this off Games Politics, and I actually have two that I want to do in a row, just so you know. They don't have anything with each other, but I want to do it anyway. Okay, so according to a Wall Street Journal report, Google has been secretly developing an Android-based home games console, which could be available as soon as this fall. Citing anonymous sources close to the situation, the WSJ claims that the console is just one of a number of secret projects Google has been working on.
Ooh.
Mm. Other alleged secret products and projects include a smart watch and a revamped version of its Nexus Q set-top streaming box. That was hard to say. I don't know why that was hard to say. Given the number of Android-based home consoles already in the works, like GameStick, NVIDIA Shield, or already at retail, the Ouya, Google will have some stiff competition already in the marketplace by the time it releases its console. How this particular device will have an advantage over those consoles remains to be seen. Google has not publicly commented on this story. So, Android-based. And, I got to say, if Google does come out with a console, I have a feeling it's going to do a little better than its competitors, namely because of the name.
That, you know, we were saying months ago they were going to do a console after they started switching their games to their games channel change. If you haven't been on Google Plus lately to see what they've done, I said they're up to something. The whole Google store is different.
Yep.
I have a couple of games I grabbed from there, and they're not even the same type of games. They're not Facebook-esque games. They're actual games. Like, I have Virtual Families that I downloaded. Y'all know I have an addiction to Virtual Families. And
you do. You know what? And you got me doing it, too.
Man.
I'm serious.
And it's free. It's Virtual Families, too. It's free, and it has microtransactions. And this is one of the few times I actually have to stop myself from buying this stuff because it's so cheap. They have a Baby Natrix has me addicted to Subway Surfers. Do not go and play it. I've warned you all. That is Twitch gaming, like, at elevated level. I don't know how she keeps up with it. If you don't know what it is, Subway Surfers is like Temple Run. If you've played any of those where you're running and you don't have any control over the running, you have control over if they move out of the way of the objects.
I love those. Those are fun.
Yes, but man, after it starts getting fast, I start getting a little like, oh my God!
Those are the games where I can feel myself like jumping with my character, be like, oh, I gotta go, jump,
Yeah, I start squeezing the phone a little too tight, like, oh, you know, and then things start crackling, and you're like, oh no, I'm crushing the phone. So yeah, they have those types of games now. They've kind of veered away from the Facebook S Farmville, and they're not so many of those showing up. They're actually putting some games out. So I said something is up with Facebook, with Google. Something is up. They're going to do something. And they came out with a console. And I think you're right. They're going to do awesome because of their Google and because they got some good quality games.
Yep.
And because they got Android. See, Microsoft, I think they got you over a barrel. And Sony, you need to get your phone back in the game. And Nintendo, we need a phone from you. Please give me a phone. I know it'll be indestructible. I'll be able to beat up robbers with it.
Beat him over the donk, donk, donk.
Yes. I just be able to do everything. Drop it in water, swim underwater with it. That stuff does not break.
Nope. All right. I have another one I want to do. This one is going to kind of get, it might get you happy. I don't know. All right. So another one from Game Politics is actually my favorite place to get news. You may have already done this. I don't know. But I'm going to do it again because I haven't heard it. We all know CISPA. Yes.
Oh, no. She said the CISPA word.
CISPA. All right. So this has to do with that. So listen up. While lawmakers would like to get back to pushing the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, a.k.a. CISPA, and other cybersecurity proposals, it looks like Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA spying has put the brakes on any legislation moving forward, according to Verge. Bloomberg reports that members of the House and Senate are holding back on introducing their own versions of CISPA or similar cybersecurity legislation until the fall because of the public outcry from the public outcry following the revelations of the NSA's secret internet spying program, PRISM, and its surveillance of millions of mobile phones. The revelations of the NSA surveillance programs probably couldn't have come at a worse time for Senate cyber bill prospects, Congressman Mike McCall told Bloomberg, because they are, hold on, oh, McCall, I got a little confused. McCall, a backer of CISPA, is one of several lawmakers delaying introduction of new proposals because they are worried there is no public appetite or trust for expanded government cyber programs. You think? McCall's new bill would allow companies to share information with the Department of Homeland Security. One former NSA lawyer tells Bloomberg that the issue of cybersecurity has become a radioactive fallout zone for a while in terms of new legislation. While many lawmakers understand that CISPA has little chance of gaining support, Senator Dianne Feinstein intends to introduce a Senate version of CISPA that would contain more transparency for users and more liabilities for companies that don't protect user privacy when sharing information. But given the fact that Feinstein has also been an outspoken defender of PRISM and other NSA surveillance efforts, it's tough to say how privacy advocates and lawmakers who are concerned about the NSA's activities will receive such a bill. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, people, y'all need to keep your eyes open. Videogamevoters.org. Go over and get that done. Yeah.
We have a call.
No, we don't take calls during the day, people. Y'all going to be all right.
Okay.
But you can sit in the chat room and comment if you'd like. They're a caller.
We're totally fine with that, just so you know.
Uh-huh. We don't do calls during the daytime. You want to call in, you can call in Thursday night and chit-chat with us, and we'll let you call in and probably troll us, which is what you're going to try to do. Anyway.
And then we'll troll you back, just so you're aware.
Yes, we do return troll. We like when you troll so we can troll back. It's kind of like you know, when you were little and you get ready to fight and you'd want to tell the other person, hit me, hit me.
Yes, so you start it, we'll finish it. How about that?
That's right, yeah. All right. So I want to give some love to my friends over at Console Kings. It's been a minute, guys. I got to leave somebody a dirty message. He knows who he is at Console Kings. Yeah, you get a dirty message from me today. They have some things up on their website, consolekings.com. They have some new images that are crowns, I believe. If you want one, I think you go over and get them. I don't know if they're charged for it. Guys, y'all got to send me better information than this. Can't do anything with this. They need to know if it costs money. Okay. Anyway. All right, so those of you who love to go to MLG. Somebody just got all excited and started rubbing their hands together. I heard that. MLG. MLG will be taking place in Columbus, Ohio, November 22nd to the 24th. Yes, it's right before. Is there a bug in my mouth, really? Right before Thanksgiving.
Seriously?
MLG has shattered previous records with more than 21,000 competitors and fans attending the Spring Championship in Anaheim just the past few days, June 28th to the 30th. Hundreds of the world's best players competed for $105,000 in prizes with FX Open Esports, League of Legends, and Complexity, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and Pult, StarCraft 2, Heart of the Swarm, taking home the first place titles. Congratulations to those guys. During the event, MLG announced the next Pro Circuit Championship will take place in Columbus, Ohio, again, 22nd to the 24th, in an MLG first, top professional athletes join video game players on Saturday to showcase their skills. I cannot talk today. And an all-star showdown, so they had Dwight Howard from the Los Angeles Lakers, Dez Bryant from the Dallas Cowboys, Ty Larson from the Denver Nuggets, Dewan Blair from San Antonio Spurs, and they all competed in front of thousands. There's a good reason why we were not there, because nobody would have been competing, because that's all lap territory for us. Howard also joined MLG's Chris Puckett and Mike Castro will fall in the casting booth to help commentate. VOD of MLG Spring Championship can be accessed at MLG.tv. And photos are available on our website here shortly if you want to take a look. And for my guys and my girls out there, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how much they won. We don't want anybody getting mugged. Some of y'all out there are unscrupulous. You're gamers, but you're just not right in the head. I don't want anybody just showing up at MLG and minding their own business. They're not trying to ball. They, you know, they're trying to pay for college, and you just bash them in the head. Hey, aren't you so-and-so? I heard you on Gamer Girls. Like, bam, give me your $20,000. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. Anyway, congratulations again to those guys, and we'll have some photos up. They got a ton. Guys, I'm not putting up all these photos. Y'all have to stop sending like 15 million. I'm not putting them all up, except for him. He's cute.
Put up the cute ones. That's nice. That's nice. I like that photo. That's a nice photo. it looks like we're going to have someone that we need to boot out of our chat often.
Oh, no, he's all right. He's just going to lose him. He's just going to lose him account. That's all. Hey there, you. Yeah. You're about to lose your account. I'm so sorry.
Obviously, that call had nothing to do with what we were talking about. So anyway, moving on. I have one that made me kind of squee. Make go, ee! Okay. Okay. This one is actually off of IGN. Everybody knows I'm kind of a Star Wars geek. Absolutely love. Except I don't like the newest three movies. Those were horrible. I'm talking original. OG. Okay? OG Star Wars. Not that new crap. You know, I had to censor myself right there. Anyway, so this is about Star Wars The Old Republic. I love that game. In fact, I might start playing it again. But it's free to play, which kind of irks my nerves, because then I'm not going to get everything I had before when I was a paying member. That's not cool with me. Anyway, Ewoks will be joining Star Wars The Old Republic in the form of a playable companion once patch 2.3 hits.
Good God.
I just made you choke.
Yes, you did. I was like, oh, I was minding my own business, breathing and everything. Yeah.
Duffy.net reports that you'll need to be legacy level 40, which I am, and have a spare million credits, which I have, to unlock the companion called Treek. If you're short on credits, a cartel coin option will also be available. Treek will wear heavy armor and uses aim as her primary stat. The pint-sized bounty hunter will also come replete with both tank and heal stances. I'm excited. That was really the whole story. I just wanted to mention it because it's Ewoks, and you can play one. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm muted.
Oh, no, I lost her. Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm so excited by that. I don't know why. I also have another one to read. It's not as squeeing, but, you know, that's okay. Talking about more game content, BioShock Infinite has a DLC reveal coming in late July. So those of you who are big fans of BioShock Infinite, keep your eyes out for this. Irrational Games has confirmed to IGN that new BioShock Infinite downloadable content will be revealed in late July. The content will mark the first expansion to be released as part of the BioShock Infinite Season Pass, which was available at launch and will include three pieces of DLC overall. I think it costs extra, but that's actually a pretty good deal. Last week, Irrational head Kevin Levine said the studio is still working on the content, noting that they have been since the game shipped. Levine said things are going well, but asked fans to understand that game development takes time. Thus far, the only additional content released for BioShock Infinite includes bonuses offered in the game's special editions and as pre-order incentives. That content was bundled into the Columbia's Finest pack last week and is available for $5 on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. I gotta say, if I was somebody who pre-ordered or who got a special edition game and the content that I paid extra to get is now available for only $5,
they should probably be looking at giving people their money back.
Yes. I would be ticked. I had censored myself again.
Yeah.
I would be livid if I had paid extra. And I got to tell you, buying a special edition and pre-ordering costs more than $5. And
yeah, because I know Z got it. And I think the BioShock one was around almost $100, if not more.
Yeah. And the people who pay extra for these things, they don't care that they have it months before someone else gives it, and then they get it. That's not the point. The point is, I paid extra for this. I paid a lot for this, and now you're going to offer the same stuff for $5. That's not cool, dude.
It is not cool indeed.
Not cool, dude.
All right, it'd be time for some charts, so I can tell y'all what's on the charts, what y'all was playing up on the weekend.
Do it, girl. Put your thing down.
Can I get an amen from my
guest? Amen.
Can I get an all praise, Master Chief?
All praise, Master Chief. Woo! Got my hands up in the air.
You know, she's sticky grenades. Sticky grenade, girl. Sticky grenade. All right, so number 10, coming in at number 10. Company of Heroes 2 from Sega. Yeah, that's what they've been playing. Wait a minute. Yeah, that is number 10, right? Okay, so coming in at number 9, Assassin's Creed 3 from Ubisoft.
Sexy, sexy.
That's right, that's right. Number 8, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Activision Blizzard.
I'm not a big COD fan, but I can see that. That's good.
Fun to play with other girls if you're a girl and you're not a first-person shooter. That's the only time it's fun. I got to tell you that. I do not enjoy playing online with some of you guys. You guys are evil. But girls, I enjoy because it's a whole giggling, bitch, did you just shoot me in the face kind of thing going on. Okay, so. See, that made you laugh. And that's where it goes on. You would be laughing. It's not. It's no pressure. Coming in number 7, Tomb Raider, Square Enix Europe.
You know, I am tired of Tomb Raider. I really am.
Did you play it?
No, I played back in the day.
No, this one is supposed to be the epitome, I can't think of the word. I have such an extensive vocabulary. 5 or 6 words ran through and none of them wanted to come out. Yes, that one. The paragon of Tomb Raider. There you go. You got to play this one.
Maybe.
If nothing else, for the rape part alone would be good enough just to get to, mess somebody up. Okay, so number 6, Deadpool from Activision Blizzard. Why is Activision Blizzard dominating the charts? You guys are not playing around. Number 5, and this one hurts me because I was trying not to look at it. Number 5, The Sims 3 Island Paradise from EA. I know. Did your heart hurt when I told you that? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't have the last 2 expansion packs. Oh, my heart hurts. Oh,
I
love
it all. If anybody wants to give me a present.
Oh, I'm just waiting for them to go on sale on Steam. Okay, number 4, FIFA 13. FIFA stays in.
Is it FIFA or FIFA?
I thought it's FIFA.
I've
heard them pronounce it FIFA. Yeah. FIFA 13. Number 3, this one also hurts me. And Trixie, you are in trouble for doing this to me. Number 3, Animal Crossing New Leaf. Nintendo. Trixie is an evil, evil woman, I'm telling y'all. She is brilliant, but she's evil. She's an evil genius.
Can you see her in the background?
Yes, so she's holding up her 3DS and talking about, I'm picking oranges. anyway, number two, Minecraft, the 360 edition, and I think Baby Natrix has a lot to do with that because she got addiction. She's a problem. Coming in, number 1, the kings of phone sex operators. The Last of Us from Naughty Dog and Sony Computer Entertainment. And if you guys don't know what's going on there, you need to listen to our show last Thursday night, and we let you in on a little, what's not a secret thing.
it's not a secret. They didn't do a very good job of hiding it.
Phone, sex numbers, all up in the game, and we called them on air. You can go back and listen. And,
and they were actually.
All right. Go on, because I'm getting people in trouble because they were acting up.
All right, I have some not so good news, and this is actually hot off the presses today. Precursor Games developer has been arrested on child pornography charges.
Oh,
yes. Precursor Games developer Kenneth McCulloch has been arrested for allegedly possessing child pornography, and the company he worked for has issued a statement saying that it has let him go. According to a press release from the Niagara Regional Police Service, a police executed a search warrant at McCulloch's St. Catharines, Ontario residence yesterday and seized a significant number of computers and peripherals. Yeah. The police began investigating McCulloch in April. He has been charged with one count each of possession of child pornography, making child pornography available, and accessing child pornography. "We are deeply upset by this," reads a line from a statement released by Precursor Games representative to GameSpot. Hold on.
No, ma'am.
You woke me up. Okay. All right. "Having just learned of these disturbing charges today, and based on the serious nature of them, Kenneth McCulloch is no longer affiliated in any way with Precursor Games. Precursor Games CEO Paul Caporicci, confirmed on the Precursor Games forums that McCulloch is no longer associated in any way with the studio. Having just learned of these disturbing charges today, and based on the serious nature of them, Ken McCulloch is no longer affiliated in any way with Precursor Games. McCulloch was a founding member of Precursor Games and is a former Silicon Knights developer. Precursor is currently working on Shadow of the Eternals, a spiritual successor to Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem." Now, it's good that they had such a swift response to this and be like, "Whoops, nip, you're gone." Really. I kind of would like them to expand on the being deeply upset by this and not so much on that he's no longer affiliated. Because I understand that you want to distance yourself as far as possible. Any company would, honestly, because not only is it bad for business, but it's just disgusting. But we need more on the "we're deeply upset by this" and maybe like a general apology, like we're very sorry this happened. You know, we had no idea. He's no longer affiliated with us. You know, whatever. We need some more expansion on the how you're so upset by this. Are you upset because it's just bad for your company? Or are you upset because it happened? That's what I want to hear. But it's good that they had such a swift response of being like, "Whoop, he is no longer with us. Not happening."
Okay, what company is he with again?
He's not with them anymore, but Precursor Games.
Wow.
Yeah. And Precursor Games actually is a relatively big company. Shadow of the Eternals was one thing that they're working on. Actually, no, they're actually not that big at all, to tell you the truth.
Well, they're not going to be at this point.
Nope. Doesn't look like it. That's just, you know what? I just, I can't really say what I want to say because it's daytime.
Do you have another story already, darling? I need to finish my report here.
I think I do. I actually do. It's a very short one. Or wait, no. Maybe I have this one. Is this one good? Yes. Okay. Darkspore. Those of you who play Steam, who are signed up for Steam, Darkspore has been yanked from Steam amid reports of game-killing bugs.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, that's bad when it gets yanked
from
off.
From Steam. Totally. Steam?
Right?
Steam don't generally pull games, yeah.
Okay, so the Steam version of SimCity creator Maxis's RPG spinoff Darkspore has been yanked from Steam due to severe long-standing bugs that have rendered the game unplayable for some owners. The removal from Steam follows frequent reports of instability from Darkspore, which requires an active connection to the internet in order to play since its launch in 2011. One of the most frequent complaints on the game's official forums is for error code 73003, which first cropped up 12 months ago. "The error has gone unfixed. Likelihood of it being fixed is zero," said Darkspore forum moderator Inquisitor underscore Lane at the start of May. Another error, known as Error 3, made it unable for players to save changes or create new characters, though recent reports suggest that this error has now been fixed. Wow. "Darkspore is no longer developed," warns Inquisitor underscore Lane on the Darkspore forums, "for almost all intents and purposes and an abandoned title. If you cannot play the game and have flicked through technical issues for any fixes, then contact EA customer support, especially for regard to CD keys or refunds. Error 73003 has gone unfixed and remains an issue. Error code 3 has arisen for the majority all and remains an issue. I will, however, keep the forums here as clean and tidy as possible in my spare time." Why? Well, why not? If it helps anyone with minor problems or find their way somewhere, then that's great. I wish you all luck no matter what path you choose with Darkspore. Wow.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Your call is very important to us.
Exactly.
Please, stay on the line, and someone will be along to help you. If your dark spore is screwed up, press 1.
If you're getting error code 3, press 2. If you're getting error 73003, well, I'm sorry, you're just screwed.
Wow. EA completely abandoned. Isn't this one of theirs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Why would you completely abandon your game?
It was a spinoff of Spore, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's what I thought. And
it was a spinoff of Spore, yeah.
I thought so. Why would you just abandon people like that?
Oh,
why?
No, it was a spinoff of SimCity or something. Anyway.
No, it has to be Spore because it's Dark Spore.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, you all are not right over there, EA. That's not right.
No, it's really not. I just absolutely am floored by this. I mean, seriously, how could you just abandon a game and not make it widely known? And then the only way people find out is that they go to a forum, you know, and one person's being like, yep, no longer made. Sorry, guys. I mean, there's been no press release. There's been no public apology. There's been no, hey, call this number to get your money back. Nothing like that. Come on, EA. Really? You totally dropped the ball on this.
You can have one of those positions that they have at the company constantly stays open because it doesn't pay very well. Why don't you up that a dollar?
Right, up that a dollar. Fix some games so people don't have this problem. What in the world?
Yeah, you know, pay up that guy and let him handle the tech support for that. You know, that's his job. You handle Darkspore.
I have one more story if you want me to go. By the way.
You could, or I could tell them about the Secret World update.
Let me do this story. It's very quick, and then you do the Secret World update, and then we're done.
We are?
Yes. We've got like 8 minutes left.
Do it!
Do it, do it, do it. Okay. Fez creator slams Microsoft. Everybody's been slamming Microsoft lately. I don't see how this is any different, but anyway.
Get lost.
Right? Fez creator Phil Fish has criticized former co-publishing partner Microsoft for doing what he considers nothing to help sell his game on Xbox Live Arcade. Fish took to Twitter yesterday to complain about Microsoft's lack of support for him and his game and gave no quarter in his harsh criticism, and this is a quote. Microsoft was our publisher on X360, and they did nothing. No promotion, no festivals.
And there's no indie channel on the front page anymore.
Right? Not a single mention in a newsletter or conference. They put us up on their, I can't say this word, the S word, dashboard, and somehow F word that up too. They put us up on the game marketplace with no cover image. The file was missing for a whole week. The first week, the most important week, that's what we got from our publisher, Microsoft Game Studios. When you went to buy Fez, there was just a big empty rectangle with a file missing icon in the middle for a whole week. Wow.
Yeah.
The tweets from Fish were in response to reports that Microsoft has stopped charging developers $10,000 for patches or updates. In July 2012, a save rule corruption bug was discovered on Fez. At the time, Fish refused to pay the minimum $10,000 charge levied by Microsoft required to implement a fix. I don't agree with that, but we'll get that in just a minute. Microsoft confirmed to Polygon that the policy of automatically charging developers for resubmissions of games was scrapped way back in April of this year. Microsoft never told us anything about it, wrote Fish. I will get in touch with them and see if their new policy is retroactive, but honestly, I feel it's kind of a long shot. Something tells me it won't be retroactive. You have no idea how much trouble I got into for talking about this, and you never will, so I'm pretty glad there's a happy ending here. Last week, Fish told Polygon that he would not be making Fez 2 for Xbox One. Well, apparently not. Wow.
Yeah, we did report that last week. Wow, but we didn't know why. Ooh.
That would be why. That's why.
Okay, so I got to slam two here together really quick. Those of you who don't know, Google Reader, if you use it, going away tomorrow. I use it, so I'm all panicked. They have a new RSS. It went away yesterday. So the new RSS news feeder is out today. Tomorrow you won't be able to access your Google Reader. What you first need to do is make a backup of your subscription. Go to the reader settings, the gear icon, the upper right of the screen, click on the import-export tab, click on the option to export your subscriptions via Google Takeout. You'll need to re-authenticate with Google. Then you choose the services you want to export, select reader, blah, blah, blah. Second, you need to find an alternative. Feedly supposedly is a good one. And then they have a Google Reader import there. They also offer free web-based news readers that you might want to try, NetVibes and NetBlur and Skimmer.
I'm gonna need y'all to spell properly, really. This is getting out of hand, and some of these people that are coming along growing up think this is the proper way to spell this stuff. So, yeah. You also can use Yahoo Alerts to deliver your feeds via email, and you have Feed2Mail to try out. I don't think I have any subscriptions. I might have a magazine or two hiding there that I really don't care if I lose. Anyway, on to other things. You people that play Secret World, you know, be helpful if I find my story. Okay, yeah, I got 5 minutes. There is a video, a trailer up on GameAndAntrix.com where you can take an early glimpse. Yeah, a few days early. That's what they send us. Funcom loves us. At the new update that's coming out, Issue 7, A Dream to Kill. And they said, I thought they were saying it was going to be the last one. No, it's not the last one. No panics. It's the latest installment in a series of comprehensive updates that have greatly expanded the story, content, and feature set in Funcom's unique modern-day MMO game. And this time around, players get to live out their secret agent fantasies as you explore new and action-packed storylines in Transylvania. I love it. You get to do snowmobile chases, flamethrowers, werewolves will be in there, and more. That's right. The last issue, they say, had a distinct Indiana Jones feel to it. And one of the Joel Bilos, who's the creative director at Funcom, I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush y'all, says if he is to compare Issue 7 to something similar, he would probably draw parallels to James Bond and similar spy thrillers. He says from fighting on top of moving trains to battling skyscraper-sized monsters in the middle of Times Square, the Secret World has become synonymous with the fresh, new, and unexpected. A Dream to Kill is no exception. And in fact, he says he thinks players will be more surprised than ever. You can check out the video over on GameAndAntrix.com. And this week, Secret World also celebrates its first birthday. And there is a letter also on our site that Mr. Bilos put together for all of you where he talks about how important this issue is. And it's a milestone. And thank you and blah, 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 blah. Secret World is currently ranked the highest game, highest MMO on MMORPG.
Wow.
It does not require a subscription to play, and membership is optional, so you can play for free. And it is a flippin' awesome game. When we played Secret World, it's so many games wrapped into one. When I was thinking back to it, I was like, okay, I played that other game, then I played Secret. Wait a minute, no, that was Secret World. No, that was also Secret World, and that was also Secret World. You got to play it. It's really a lot of fun. Good alternative to WoW, there, Miss Snow White.
What? I like WoW.
Come out of the trolls and orcs. And you would love the clothes better. The garter belts alone are enough to play.
I understand that WoW is like stupidly easy. I understand that I can pretty much solo anything, but for some reason it's just fun to me.
So it's a girl, I promise you'll enjoy it.
I will think about trying it. I will think about it.
The laundromat that I love. Oh, man. I just want to push somebody's head. No. Anyway, okay.
Woo! So, hey. Come on now. If I have to censor myself.
I'm censoring. I'm only alluding to things.
That was not just an illusion, let me tell you. That was a blatant.
Don't forget to check out your Google Reader. Don't forget, y'all.
All right, people, that is the end of the show. I forgot to start the music, though. There we go. Anyway, music should be playing in a minute. That is the end of the show. You want to tune in tomorrow to hopefully see Ginger if she's feeling better. Hope you're feeling better, girl. If not, I might be back if I don't have something else pop up. Like, I don't know, something to do, like work.
I'll tie you to a chair. You'll be here.
You promise?
Forgot who I was talking to. Never mind.
Anyway, so you want to tune in tomorrow for the news. It'll either be Ginger if she's feeling better or hopefully me if I don't have something else to do. And also tune in on Tuesday. Is tomorrow Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, yes.
Okay, yes. Tomorrow night we're doing Pixelista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bees in fashion, and we love it. And then on Thursday, of course, we have our Rough Ron Ready show, which I'm not going to do in the sexy manner because it's daytime. Anyway, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because you know that's how we roll. Say good day.
I say good day to you, madam. I say good day.